Hi everyone, this is Gudipudi Dayanandam, lecturer in computer science, Government College for Men Autonomous Kadapa. In today's lecture, we will discuss about virtual labs. So in this virtual lab, we will discuss about following points: definition, introduction, need of virtual labs, beneficiaries of virtual labs, benefits of virtual labs, weaknesses of virtual labs, available virtual labs, a small demo about virtual labs, conclusion, and finally references. Definition: virtual labs are simulated learning environments. So what is the meaning of this one means? What is the meaning of simulation means? It is a copy of original laboratory which will be implemented through software. There is no need of any physical infrastructure. Everything will be represented graphically. Next one, virtual labs or online labs enable schools to perform various experiments and activities without physical labs or limits. So if you take this virtual labs, without any physical lab exists, we can do this virtual lab. So these virtual labs are initiative of Ministry of Education, Government of India, under the aegis of National Mission on Education through Information and Communication Technology. The main aim of this project is to provide remote access to laboratories. The software creates an opportunity for alternative access to science education. So coming to virtual labs, so when you observe this diagram, different remote users connected to virtual lab by means of internet. So when you observe this one, we need high speed broadband internet as well as either PC or laptop to connect with virtual labs. The simulation software such as virtual labs are stored in remote servers that can be accessed through different clients using internet. Introduction. So why we use this virtual labs means, during this pandemic situation, it is not possible to go to laboratories. So it is very difficult. We need to maintain social distance. So we need to spend less amount of time due to lockdown. So there is a need of new technology to overcome the problems of physical labs. Only one solution is virtual labs. So these virtual labs provides remote access to labs in various disciplines of science and engineering. These virtual labs enable the students to learn at their own pace and enthuse them to conduct experiments. These virtual labs also provide a complete learning management system. So what is the meaning of learning management system means? It is a platform where teacher and students can interact with each other. Teacher can conduct examination, students can attend, they can access text messages, notes, PowerPoint presentations, video, audio, etc. So these virtual labs can be used to complement physical labs. In India, this project is coordinated by IIT Delhi with coordination with 11 participating universities. Virtual labs do not require any additional infrastructure setup for conducting experiments at other premises. Normally, physical labs require infrastructure to conduct any experiment. If you take computer lab, we need minimum computer with internet and LAN, then only we can do any experiment. But for virtual lab, we don't require any infrastructural setup. We need only one computer terminal with broadband internet connection that is sufficient to perform any experiment remotely. As we discussed in previous diagram, all remote users are connected to virtual labs by means of internet. So these virtual labs enables both teachers and students to achieve the educational process goals. Virtual labs have saved a lot of time and effort. What is the meaning of that one means? If it is physical lab, we need to go to that lab. So that will be depending on different parameters such as power problems or infrastructure problems like that. That can be solved by using this virtual lab. So it can save time. And also it saves effort. Effort means if you want to do some experiment, we need to set up experiment. But here everything is through simulated environment. Also, they removed many obstacles that were faced by both student and teacher to conduct experiments. Whatever we faced in physical labs, that can be overcome by the virtual labs, as they facilitated the conducting of experiments outside the real labs. So coming to architecture of virtual lab, it mainly divided into three parts: guest system, simulated laboratory, intelligent tutoring system. These are the three components of virtual lab. Once again, I repeat, three major components of virtual labs are intelligent tutoring system, guest system, which is used to access virtual lab, virtual lab server, which is used to store the entire software. So in this diagram, students can access virtual labs by means of guest system. The guest system can be provided learning arena environment, graphic environment. It can provide lessons, experiments, etc. By using intelligent tutoring system, students can test their academic background. So when observe that intelligent tutoring system, it consists of four modules: student module, behavior analysis, tutor module, knowledge base. So this intelligent tutoring system, guest system, and virtual labs, these three are internally connected to each other. Coming to need of virtual labs, there are some challenges in physical labs. So if we provide solution to face that challenges, only one solution is virtual lab. So coming to different challenges faced by physical labs, first one is limited lab access. So in colleges, there is only fixed time slot during because there are different types of subjects we need to deal. So there is only limited access time for students if they want to perform any experiment. So second challenge is limited time in the lab. Suppose if it is a 3-hour lab period, they can spend only 3 hours. Sometimes that time is not sufficient to complete their experiment. So it is also some problem. They need to continue in next lab. So coming to third challenge, low student motivation and engagement. Sometimes if it is, even though physical labs provide more connection between teacher and student, it provides only low student motivation and engagement because there is no audiographical representation which is effective after teaching in recent days. Fourth one, teaching complex topics. If you want to teach in complex topics, it is boring for students in physical environment. If you use audio visual or any video lecture, audio lecture, simulation experiments, that will be easy for to teach complex topics. Fifth challenge is making mistakes in high-risk environments. So what is the meaning of this one means? For chemistry labs, we need to take some solutions. Sometimes they are affect our health. But if you take that experiments in virtually, there is no problem with the risks that are faced in chemistry lab or some other labs. So coming to sixth challenge, that is ethics. So if you want to conduct some cybersecurity experiment in computer lab, teachers should know the ethical values of conducting that cyber security experiment without knowing cyber laws, we cannot do the cyber security exercises in physical lab. So if you take virtual labs, there is some standard procedures how to do that experiment, all will be provided in virtual labs. So that can be easily solved using virtual labs. So coming to last challenge, unprepared students and knowledge gaps. Nowadays, most of the students are coming to lab without preparing any previous topics. So in this case, if you go to virtual labs, there is a platform where they can read previous concepts and go to conducting the experiments even though at their home. Suppose if you take the physical lab, it takes a lot of time that will consume in your lab hours. Next, coming to beneficiary of virtual labs. All students and faculty members of science and engineering colleges who do not have access to good lab facilities or instruments. So means what? Those are having insufficient lab facilities, they can access this virtual lab. Even though they have laboratories, but there is lack of infrastructure, they can also use this virtual lab. So it is all virtual labs are providing complete learning management system. Through this complete learning management system, they can access audio text, video text, podcasts, MCQs, they can assess their skills. All this will be provided only through complete learning management system. And coming to next point, teacher training and skill set augmentation through workshops and on-site training. By using this virtual lab, we can conduct workshops for teaching faculty also. High school students, research scholars also can use this virtual lab. Different types of engineering colleges, science colleges, also access this virtual lab. Benefits of virtual lab. So, as a visual aid to teach complex concepts. So, in physical laboratories, we cannot deal the complex concepts. We can deal the complex concept by means of audio-visual simulation environment like that. So, refresh students' knowledge before teaching new material. So if you use this virtual lab, all facilities are available in that screen. If they want to know the basics of the experiment, simply click on that basics. After studying that concept, then only they go to particular experiment. As a pre-lab exercise, before doing any exercise, we need some preparation regarding standard procedures, what are the equipments we required, that all should be known before conducting experiments. What are the precautions you need to take, all the things. So that R will be available in virtual lab. To provide lab work to courses with no existing lab component. So what is meaning of that one means? So by using any lab component, you can do that lab work through this virtual lab. And next point is to facilitate online learning. By using this virtual lab, any student, any teacher, any researcher can learn through online. Simply they require only laptop or computer with dedicated internet. As a post-lab exercise, after completion of that experiment, they can analyze their results, they can assess their results and everything. Weaknesses of virtual lab. So if you want to access this virtual lab, what we require? We require computer as well as high speed internet. Without these two, we cannot access this virtual lab. So this is one weakness. Second one is, if you want to design attractive simulated environment for particular experiment, we need professional programmers. After creating that experiment, to validating that experiment, we need a team of experts related in scientific material, teachers, experts in psychology, etc. Main negative effects of virtual lab is it reduces the direct interaction between teacher and students or teacher and teacher. Means what? Different parties involved in virtual lab. So, main weakness is there is no interaction between different parties involved in this virtual lab. So coming to next point, available virtual lab. So there are different types of virtual labs. In India, VLabs provide platform for all virtual labs for multidisciplinary departments. Coming to biology, there is biology simulations virtual lab. So by clicking on that link, you can go to that biology virtual lab. For physics students, HTML5 physics simulations are virtual labs for physics students. Lab Exchange is another virtual lab which is used for multidisciplinary departments. Chemix is another example which is for chemistry students. So by clicking on that web links, you can directly go to that virtual lab. You can conduct different types of. So coming to sample demo. So these virtual labs are initiated by Ministry of Education in India. So simply first we click on that vlab.co.in, then you get this slide. So within this slide, you can observe anything, home, about us, become nodal center, outreach portal, participating institutes. So whatever content available in, simply click on that one, you can get that. Next, when you go to first page, in middle of that page, you observe that broad areas of virtual lab. So in this virtual lab, you have different types of departments such as chemical sciences, physical sciences, computer science, etc. Suppose take example of, suppose if you want to click on computer science engineering, then you click on computer science engineering, this slide, labs ready for use. So different labs that are used by this virtual lab, Python programming lab, soft computing tools lab, problem solving lab, data structures lab, next computational linguistic lab, image processing lab, cryptography lab. So there are the different types of laboratories available for computer science students in virtual lab. Take another example of cryptography lab. If you click on cryptography, it will show this one. So here you observe what is the importance of cryptography, what are the contents in that cryptography. Introduction, objective, list of experiments, target audience, course alignment, and feedback. So these are the contents you observed in the cryptography lab. When you click on, you will find this 10 list of experiments that are breaking the shift cipher, breaking the monoalphabetic substitution cipher, one-time pad and perfect secrecy, message authentication code, etc. So if you take digital signature experiment, when you click on digital signature, so it will show theoretical aspects of digital signature scheme, objective, procedure, simulation, assignment, reference, feedback. So when you observe this one, so a digital signature is an authentication mechanism that enables the creator of the message to attack a code that acts as a signature. So this is the definition of digital signature. So in this one, about the experiment, in public key setting, it becomes difficult to verify receiver whether a message is originated from client source or not. Means what? What is main purpose of digital signature means? It is used for authentication purpose. What is meaning of authentication means? Whether we need to verify whether message came from correct source or not. So like that, if you click on simulation, you observe experiment simulation. If you click on assignment, you can do assignment. So this is simulation of a digital signature scheme. Here we need to give plain text and click on SHA-1 by taking digital signature, hexadecimal numbers, base64 numbers, like that. So this is a sample demo of computer science lab, virtual lab. If you want to go to your particular concerned department, similar way you can find different procedures of simulations. Coming to conclusion, virtual labs are one of the most important applications of e-learning as it provides a virtual learning and teaching environment that aims to develop practical skills of the student. And since they are available through the internet, A student can conduct many experiments without being restricted to specific location, specific time, as it is the case when using real laboratory. So what is the meaning of this one? Without going to physical lab, there is no time constraint. By 24/7, we can use this virtual lab only if you have own internet and your personal computer. So these are the references I took to prepare this content.